Pressure for President Robert Mugabe's removal from office could lead to chaos in Zimbabwe. This according to statements by Prime Minister Morgan Tsvangirai today. Western powers have welcomed Zimbabwe's new unity government, but have made it clear they would prefer if Mugabe was not in power. Tsvangirai, who has just finished a tour of European countries and the United States to secure aid, said he would take measures to lure foreign investors, such as allowing majority foreign ownership in mining and agriculture sectors.
Meanwhile, UN food agencies this week said that Zimbabwe is still threatened by food shortages, despite improved agricultural production and more liberal imports this year. Spokesperson for London Zimbabwe Vigil, Dennis Benton, says that in order to improve the food crisis, the country will need to overhaul the agricultural industry.
Zimbabwe faces a massive food crisis this year. It's estimated by the United Nations that up to 7 million people will need outside food aid. There might have been an improvement in crops because of better weather, but it will go nowhere towards meeting the deficit in food production. The trouble in Zimbabwe is that the inputs, fertilizer, seeds, were not available in time, so it's going to be very difficult for the country to feed itself until the agricultural industry is thoroughly overhauled. Many farms are not producing at all. You drive through Zimbabwe and you see field after field uncultivated. All too many of these farms have been taken over by army generals, even high court judges, who use them as weekend retreats with no real ability to farm, let alone the knowledge and the capital to do so.